Welcome back to Be Calm on Awe Island. We're excited that you have joined our world to relax and learn. Our meditation and story will begin in just a moment. Right now, would you please help us out? Find us at Awe Island. That's at AHWAYISLAND on Facebook and Twitter. We want to help as many kids as possible relax and sleep, and you can help by sharing at Awe Island with your friends and family. So thank you for helping us spread the word. Now, on with relaxing. Are you a member of Be Calm on Awe Island podcast on Patreon? You'll get an extra new episode every week and your favorites available on demand. We have 3 levels, so you're sure to find the amount of support you're comfortable with and the content you'd like to receive. Thank you so much for listening. Now, let's relax.
Hello everyone. Let's get ready to be calm on Awe Island. Have you been taking your deep dragon breaths? They're so relaxing. Now let's see if you have everything you want for our story today. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Before we begin our story, let's relax. Set your listening buddy to your side, and let's start by taking 3 deep dragon breaths. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your chest and belly, and then out through your mouth, pretending you are breathing fire. Ready? Okay. Deep breath in and out. Feel your legs, back, and belly soften. Again, deep breath in and out. Now, as your chest, arms, and shoulders relax, think of a papa penguin gently tucking his baby up onto his feet to shield the little penguin from the cold. You feel connected and loved, just like the baby bird. Last one. Fill up your chest and belly. Deep breath in and out. Close your eyes as your head, face, and neck soften, completely relaxed. Loving energy surrounds you, and you are cherished. Enjoy the feeling of relaxation and hold your hands as if you are holding a beach ball. You are holding a ball of loving energy. Feel the warmth in your hands. Bring the ball of energy up to your heart and allow the energy to melt into your body. Your heart is happy and warm as you place your hands on your chest. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. As you enjoy the feeling of energy warm your body, the energy divides and streams to both sides of your body. Feel it flow just under your arms and then back towards your heart. Breathe in through your nose and then out through your mouth, pretending you are breathing fire. In and out. The energy continues streaming down towards your legs. Feel it flowing down your legs and out your big toes. Imagine the energy rolling into a big, colorful ball at your feet. Watch as the energy hovers by your feet, the colors spinning. Now imagine the ball splitting into two, and each ball melting into your big toes. Feel the warmth and take a deep dragon breath in and out. As you enjoy the feeling of energy in your feet, now feel the loving energy slowly flow up your legs, warming them. The energy streams up towards your heart, then out, circling just under your arms. Enjoy the gently flowing energy, and let's take another deep dragon breath. Fill up your chest and belly, in and out. Continue to feel the warmth of the energy, and let's take three more deep dragon breaths. Deep breath in and out. Feel your legs, back, and belly relax. Again, deep breath in and out. Now, as your chest, arms, and shoulders relax, think of a papa penguin gently tucking his baby up onto his feet to shield the little bird from the cold. You feel connected and loved, just like the baby bird. Last one. Fill up your chest and belly. Deep breath in and out. Keep your eyes closed as your head, face, and neck soften. Completely relaxed. Loving energy surrounds you, and you are cherished. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. Okay, I think we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Ah Wei Island. Our story today is Bird Bath. The ground was dry, very, very dry. It hadn't rained in several weeks. Actually, Carrie the Cardinal couldn't exactly remember the last time it had rained. Grass had changed from green to brown. The temperatures were very high, and the whole earth felt parched. Nevertheless, the little bird admitted to herself the world was still very beautiful. Trees were green, including the beautiful maple tree in which she had built her nest. flowers bloomed and the sun shone dazzlingly bright. The sky was deep blue, with a few scattered clouds, bright and white, high in the sky. Whether she was sitting in a tree or flying in the air, Carrie always enjoyed cloud watching, imagining that she saw pictures formed by the shapes of the clouds. But these clouds were very high and far away, and Carrie knew that no rain would come from those clouds for a long time. Carrie was thirsty and was feeling tired from the heat. She knew if she flew a long distance, she could find some water. She knew there was a big pond in a nearby neighborhood, but it would take her a while to get there, and she just didn't feel like she had enough energy. She needed water for energy, but she couldn't get water without having energy first. What was she going to do? Carrie sighed. She gazed out of her maple tree home, looking towards the human's house across the yard from her maple tree. The humans were pretty nice overall. One of the humans, Carrie thought his name was Bill, but she wasn't sure, had put a bird feeder in the maple tree, which was very kind of him. But she wasn't hungry right now. She was just thirsty. Feeling a bit depressed, Carrie decided to sing. She always felt better when she sang, no matter how bad things might be. So Carrie sang her little bird song. Cheer, 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 she sang. Hearing her song, some of her other bird friends began to appear from trees and bushes around the house. Gus the goldfinch, Sally Sparrow, and Bert the blue jay gradually flew over to her nest, singing in return. Hi, Carrie, said Gus. How are you doing? Hi, Gus, responded Carrie. I'm okay. It's just so hot. How are you? We're all hot too, said Sally, speaking for all of them. And we're thirsty. I know, said Carrie. So thirsty. I wish it would rain. Don't think it will anytime soon, said Bert gloomily. Wrong kind of clouds. Gus sighed. Well, I guess we could all fly over to the pond in the next neighborhood, but that's a long flight. Yeah, said Carrie, sighing too. The humans water their flowers every day, but with this weather, any extra water dries up so quickly, said Sally. There's nothing left for us. Yes, said Bert, still in that gloomy voice. In past years, there was always a little puddle left over in the corner of the patio after those humans finished watering. Not this year. Dries up right away. Too dry, too hot, too awful. Carrie started to say something to try to cheer up Bert, but suddenly there was a diversion. Wait a minute, everyone, said Sally, breaking in excitedly. Look at the humans. All the birds turned to look toward the humans' house. Two men were coming out of the door. One man held open the door for the second man, who was carrying a strange, large object. Thanks, Martin, the man with the object said. The man walked away from the house toward the center of the patio, where there were several large planters full of summer blooms. The man with the object, the one whose name was probably Bill, set the object down in the center of the patio. The other man, Martin, went back in the house. The birds looked closely at the object. The object was made of something like stone, and it looked like a large tray set on top of a pedestal. "What is that?" asked Gus. Carrie's eyes began to widen as a distant memory came flashing back to her. "Everyone, I think I know what that is," she said. Before she could say anything else, Martin came back out of the house holding a large watering can. "Everything look good, Bill?" Martin said. "Yep, I think so. Just need water." "Oh, I see you've got it." Martin began pouring water into the tray. Carrie excitedly began to explain. "Everyone, that's called a bird bath. It's a special garden decoration that just looks really pretty to humans. But to us, it's like a mini pond. We have water, everyone." The other birds gasped with excitement. "Wow, how do you know that, Carrie?" Gus asked. "Years ago, I had almost forgotten. When I was still really young, my mom and I were out flying and stopped at a yard that had one. But the humans at that house moved to a different house shortly afterwards, so I only got to visit their birdbath that one time. I've never seen one since then." In the meantime, Martin and John were making some final adjustments to the birdbath and the planters around it. "Great job, Bill," said Martin. "It'll be really nice for the birds to have some water during this dry spell. Okay, let's go back inside where it's cool." The two men returned to the house. As soon as the door was shut, the birds took one look at each other and nodded in agreement. With a whoosh, they flew as fast as they could to the edges of the bird bath. Landing on the edges of the bath, the birds drank deeply from the cool water. It was so delicious, so clean and cool. The birds began to sing with joy. Then Gus had an idea. With a splash, he jumped in the water. As soon as he saw Gus jump in, then Bert jumped in too. Gus and Bert started to laugh. The water felt so wonderful. Carrie and Sally joined them, and all four birds splashed and played in the water. At one moment, Carrie looked up and saw Bill and Martin watching them from the window. Carrie noticed they were smiling. She felt happy and grateful to Bill and Martin for being so thoughtful as to provide water to their bird neighbors. The birds played and drank for a long time. After a while, as the sun got lower and lower in the sky, the birds began to feel tired from all the playing. One by one, the birds said goodbye to Carrie and flew away to their own nests in the neighboring yards. Carrie was the last one left playing. Finally, she flew back to her own nest. Carrie nestled in deep among the branches of her maple tree. It was so pleasantly cool and calming to hide amongst foliage, with the hot summer breeze slightly stirring the leaves around her. Carrie stretched her wings, yawned, and smiled. The little cardinal gave herself a big hug and then relaxed. She took a deep dragon breath in and out. She thought of all she had to be grateful for. She was grateful to her friends, Gus, Sally, and Bert, for the fun time they had together. She was grateful for her beautiful tree, and for the sunny weather. She took another deep dragon breath, in and out. Most of all, she was grateful to the humans, Martin and Bill, who had gifted the birds with such a wonderful bird bath. Carrie took one final deep dragon breath, in and out. She yawned again, and the little cardinal tucked her beak under her wing, fluffed up her feathers, and fell into a deep, deep sleep. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island.